Hello, Sanbonani Tumelang Baphulaphuli. My name is Kamogelo, aka Matebs, and this is Beyond the Myths podcast. And I think it explains itself. All you gotta do is just guess what kind of myths will be debunked. I have my team with me ready to give you reflections, deep dives, and opinions. We're going to talk about traditional healers. We'll be focusing on traditional practices versus religion. We'll also talk about some myths, magic, and misunderstandings people have about traditional healers. Traditional healers have been a part of African culture for a long time, but many people still don't understand what they do. Some people think it's magic or witchcraft, but it's not. Sometimes, different beliefs can cause problems in families. I am not alone, though. I am joined by my two beautiful guests, Ublessing and Tobega. Please introduce yourselves, guys.
Hello, everyone. Lebitso la ka ke Blessing.
Hello, everyone. It's Tobega Kuzo here.
Nice to have you here today, guys. So when people talk about traditional healers, what comes to mind? For some, it's wisdom and healing. For others, it's superstition or mystery. But are these ideas based on facts or on myths passed down over time? These are some of the questions that my colleagues and I will be unpacking today. We'll also listen to a complex package curated by Utobega. Without wasting any more time, let's get into it.
Some people have some very wrong ideas about traditional healing. Some believe it is linked to demons or evil spirits, while in reality it is a cultural practice rooted in respect for ancestors. This misunderstanding comes from differences in belief system and lack of knowledge about African traditions. Stembile Dlamini, a traditional healer, says people have wrong ideas about traditional healers, as many believe things that are not true about the practice and its purpose.
Imbona abantu ababalayo ngathi ukuthi thina sikholelwa emadlozini kuwabantu abangasekho emhlabeni. Ezibona babona abantu abangasekho emhlabeni njengabantu abaseyendlule emhlabeni and baphenduka amadimoni bona mabe sebebuya noma bebuya ngamaphupho noma bebuya bezibonakalisa ukuthi like mhlampe yimaphi amasiko ekumele siwenze njengabantu abamnyama njengobukazi ukuthi sinamasiko ekumele siwenzile.
Traditional healers have different skills and roles. Some can do many things while others can only do few things. Even if they can't do something, they must still try to help. Omhle Mphako, awagqirha from Grahamstown, elaborates further on this subject.
A different amagqirha. Kukho amagqirha onyanga. Kukho amagqirha who mna kuthiwe ndithwasele abantu basekhaya qha. Andizubana bakhwetha, andizovumisa, andizothini. Funeke ndithwasile qha to heal abantu basekhaya. Healing ikhaya lam. Kukho abantu abathwasela into bakuthiwe abakhwetha abaninzi bazazofunda kuye. Akanazi ndina yeza yena. Do you get what I mean?
Kiyabethu Nkosi is a traditional healer, shares a message with those who misunderstand traditional healing, guiding them to see its true meaning and value.
If one person could allow themselves to be open to learning other spiritualities, it would actually make them have much more information and not judge a lot of people. So basically what I'm saying is that they need to be open to be in the same space with other sangomas. Even if you're a Christian, but be open to the fact that, okay, I understand I'm Christian, but what are other things that I don't know about sangomas that I can learn, that I can get to know about, instead of actually just having this one fixed mindset that sangomas are basically people who are practicing witchcraft.
That was an insightful package conducted by Utobega. So guys, what do you think? What are your reflections about the package we just listened to?
Okay, so while I was listening to the package, something caught my attention to it. So on the package, the healer was talking about the wrong ideas that people have about traditional healing. So I'm going to quote what she said. So she said, some people believe that traditional healing is linked to ancestors who are those who have passed away. And because of this, they think ancestors are demons. So this is similar to the interview that I had with a young traditional traditional healer who reside in my res. And also, like, as we all know, ancestors are typically understood as our deceased relatives who continue to play a role in our lives in the living, where they offer us guidance, protection, and correction where we go wrong. And also, traditional healers work with those relationships or connections to diagnose and heal social, personal, and spiritual problems which we face in the world. And also, the idea that ancestors are demons is usually misunderstanding rooted in a different religion viewpoint in a colonial era deformation of indigenous practices. It is also more helpful to explain how these systems work to dismiss it with scary labels. And also for me, if you do not believe in ancestors, it is best to just keep your opinion, and instead of making things or creating other myths about other people's beliefs. Mm. Yeah.
Wena Thobeka.
Kule package ile ngibengilalele into enginothisile nami ile yamademons ukuthi ama traditional healers, some people misunderstand traditional healing, abanye bacabanga ukuthi ama ancestors yamademon. Lo mbono uyi mistake, I think kubangelwa ukuhluka ngamasiko noma ngokwenkulu. Emasikweni amaningi endabuko amadlozi ahlonishwa njengabaqondisi noma bavikeli bakamoya. To address this, I think kumele kufundiswe abantwana esikoleni nge traditional healing process. Lokho kungasiza ukususa imbono eyiphutha futhi ku encourage nokuthi ama traditional healers bawa respect abanye abantu.
Yo guys, do you think esikoleni they would ever incorporate such things? Because Tina, we grew up, even the schools we went to, vele bathi Christianity, masicala ama assembly, we used to sing ama hymns with Christianity, you know, and pray to God. So by incorporating ama traditional practices, how do you think that will affect other people and other beliefs? Because we know that Christianity ikona, nabe Muslim, they respect them. So now it's just a matter of traditional practices. How do you think they'll take it, especially white people?
I think laba be Christianity abezukuyi understand abeqonda ukuthi ihamba kanjani, because abayazi in knowledge behind ama traditional healers. So bazoba nama misunderstanding ukuthi why benza so, why bekholelwa ebantwini abangamademoni. Kodwa but still ngibona like iyafana lento, because no Jesus Christ they washona, then but still siyabelivela kuyena, and now futhi ama traditional healers siyakholelwa kuwona.
I understand. So guys, good discussion esiyoba nayo manje. I also have Uaphilile noYibanathi with us, that is, who are going to join us kule discussion. So, do you think these myths harm the reputation of traditional healers, or do they sometimes protect their practices?
Okay, so with me, I think in a way, as myths, as nayo kuyihama reputation yabo as traditional healers, because ihlobo abaportraywa ngalo kwi society zethu, they are portrayed as this bad, what thing kwi society engafuneki, and the only right and correct way to follow is Christianity. Of which, yeah, ungacho uthi the right way to follow is Christianity, but for wena, not for everyone. I believe that umuntu nomuntu makenze into elungele yena, and if wena you believe in Christianity, that's fine, but respect that there are also other religion and other belief systems. So bayeke abantu bachuze lento bafuna kuyo, because ye basebenzelayo. Yabo, the important thing is ndobana sirespectane, sikwazi uhlala in harmony sisonke, because ezi zinto zonke ziyakwazi ukoexist in one space. Just that sithi thina sizenze sacinga indobana they can't coexist in one space, but they can, because njengothobeke bechilo that nayo Jesus Christ washona, siyamkhonza, same with izinyanya nazo ngabantu abashonayo siyabakhonza, uyayibona.
And I think sometimes it's not a matter of who could see our cons, but we just acknowledge them.
Exactly. Acknowledge their presence. Exactly. Because nam mom that we are Christians, but we don't worship ancestors. We acknowledge them. Mm. We acknowledge that ngabantu abebe khona earlier generations that came before me. So I will be present at home, but I won't be participating in that whole activity. But I do acknowledge them as the ancestors, and because ngabantu abafika phambi kwami. Even xa ndisiya mhlawumbi kwenye household umakhulu antuma athi, hayi man, ngicela uhambe wethu uyocela iswekile kumama uzibani bani. When I'm introducing myself phayana ndizawuthi ndinguyibanathi wakwalabi, uzawuthi oh, ungumntaka Thobeka. Oh, Thobeka kanene ngulo ungumntana kaNontobeko. So you are introducing your lineage. That's basically what your ancestors are. Yeah, boy. Yes.
Oh, that was beautiful. Anything else? This thing?
To answer that, I think it's both. So the myths can also harm their reputation, because people might laugh at them or not take them seriously. But sometimes the mystery around them also protects their practices. For example, people might be too scared to challenge or question them, so their tradition keeps going.
Okay, so Guma community wenu, how have you seen traditional healing portrayed compared to Western medicine? Like is nyanga and then mhlambe abantu ke they go to actual hospitals, ne? So is it accepted, stigmatized, or is it something else?
Oh, so kweyam I society ndingathi ba they're not really that type of society aba specific or rigid in what they believe in. Because I know kwakho omnyumzi that they believe in both. Mama wapayana wayengaphilanga bamse clinic, but they were also calling traditional healers baze bazonceda. Because there are cases whereby umntu uyagula ufumaniseke into yobana lena into doesn't need Western medicine. It needs a traditional medicine, especially in the African context. So kweyam I society abaportraywa man as ababantu babi barongo. I think ushiyana I households close society we are born.
Kwi community yami ngingibone most of the time be portray as ama witchcraft cause I like izinto abazenzayo azikho right siyazibona like abuma kune lightning khona izinto khona izinto abazenzayo omunye nje waka next door uyaye aphume like une something like a shield so then abase umlilo omkhulu then ayikhombe this side so I don't know why then I lightning bese iba worse and then abe khona abantu abafikayo emizini yabo bezocela usizo ukuthi bafuna ukuhilisha
because bayazi ukubagang
so that's why ama neighbors amaningi ayaku ma western prefer western
So mna ikwi community yami it's a mixture ne yeah so a lot of myths about traditional healers that abazi ba evil and basebenzisa I dark forces inizikakholonto which is misinformation because abantu abazi traditional healers it's not like abantu abathakathayi or something and if ungumuntu okhule kowenu mhlambi uqale into banayi abantu abazi traditional healers abangabantu aba right ngabantu abasebenzisa I dark forces into okhula nayo le into okhula uyazi even if uboni umuntu oli mhlawumbe uzabona bana hayi lo uyathakatha into ezikanjalo so ndiyasho ubana yi-misinformation into yokubana kuthiwa i-traditional healers basebenzisa i-dark force and ba-evil
yeah I also think like le nto idiphendele kwi-background yakho ukuthi wena ukhuliswe njani but if usekuyi-calling I don't think ungakhona ukuyivimba if ubizelwe kwi-traditional healing ube uyi-christianity
So kahlehle apha the important thing is for us to educate each other about I belief systems there to singa stigmatize ethile as into a demonic okanye a wrong engafanele bangiyalandelwa ngabantu.
For me it's a mixture and also in some communities that I've visited traditional healing is respected like people trust it for spiritual problems, family issues or even illnesses that doctors cannot explain or can't come up with you know ama ditlhare for ba ba thusa ba so like but in other places it's stigmatized for example in schools or in the media you can usually hear that western medicine is scientific and better while traditional healing is seen as superstition. But personally, I've seen people use both. They go to the clinic for serious illnesses, but also visit a healer for cleansing or guidance. Yeah.
I understand that. But good point, yaga apilile, ne? I find it interesting because communities that practice both, and amagqirha, abayazi ukuthi amagqirha, there's a very thin line between traditional healers practicing the right thing and actually laba bagangayo vele do you ever experience that ukuthi baktshela ukuthi hayi lona yeah igqirha mara dangerous yeke lo yabo so I think there's a very thin line between that ukuthi yes sometimes they do practice dark forces but they also do good so I think also stigma sivela lapho ke stigma yeah stigma sivela lapho nama myths ukuthi they don't understand ukuthi uyaganga or you actually help people So I am so sad to close this section off. As you can hear, ama myths and ama misunderstandings are still very present and affect how people view traditional healers every day. So that was a lovely conversation between me and my four colleagues. Thank you for staying with us thus far for this episode. We appreciate your time and support. We explored the myths and understandings surrounding traditional healers with my colleagues who helped me carry the conversation. Stay tuned. those who do not identify, welcome back. You are still listening to our podcast, Beyond the Myths. Besithi ukuthatha break kancane and getting some water, but now we are back for our second section. Before our break, we were with uBlessing, uThobeka, uAphilile, and Nibanathi, and I'm still with them in the studio. But this time around, we are going to focus on iPackage yaka uAphilile nePackage yaka Nibanathi. In this discussion, we will be delving into the tension of religion. Also, we will be discussing and having a conversation on the two complex packages conducted by them. Religion is a major part of many people's lives, and for centuries, it has shaped how communities view traditional healing. But where do the tensions really come from? Are these tensions rooted in belief systems or in the way societies have been taught to see traditional practices? These are some of the questions my colleagues and I will be discussing today. We'll also listen to our two powerful audio packages produced by uAphilile noYiba, and they look at how religion and traditional healing meet and sometimes clash. So without wasting any more time, let's get into our first package by uAphilile.
Simthandile, a student from Brown University, explained that for him, Christianity and traditional healing do not clash at all. He believes that when something is in your blood, it cannot be unholy, because God will never allow something bad to live inside you. Simthandile said that he is able to do both. When he is at church, his focus is completely on God, and when he is practicing traditional healing, he knows that it is time with the ancestors.
My name is Simthandile Peter, born in Port Elizabeth. Ndakhulela apha eRhini. Christianity with ubungoma, they are not contradicting. I can't find the difficulty ukusuka from umoya to into yedlozi, because what I understood into kokubana when something is in your blood, it is something that belongs to you. Asoze uThixo ayivumele into engcolileyo okanye into emdaka okanye into enokusa kwanjabalalo ihlale into your blood and ide yenze into eyimpiliso in your life. If yenze impiliso in your life, why is that tethe isekuse kwanjabalalo into ekuphilisayo ede yenze simanga iphilisa nabanye abantu? So indlela yam nayo bungoma nebu Kristu khange ibhidane, because mna bendiyazi intobana ngexesha likaSimthandile noThixo wakhe ndiyalaza lo xesha uba ngoku ndisenkonzweni ndingumwisile, ndisenkonzweni ngoku senze siyakudumisa, ngoku senze undiyakholwa sikwinkonzo yelitane baxanise emagqirheni, ngoku senza umasiyembo, ngoku senza abatshayi bomhlahlo, senze nomayeye. And ndiyazohlula, ndiyawohlula lo maxesha futhi ndiyawarespect lo maxesha, because what I understand is the fact that if you allow lo moya ngexesha lawo, then there's no problem. And above all, yonke le nto idalwe nguThixo.
That was an insightful package conducted by uAphilile, and I think we touched base on some of the discussion on our first section. But what I love about the interviews they conducted is that these people are real traditional healers. They live among us and they are students like us. So I'm happy that we got a voice that has a first-hand experience in this. So guys, what do you think? uAphilile, what emotions were you going through when you were conducting this interview, and what have you learned? What are your reflections, Nje?
Thank you so much, Kamukhelo. So what I wanted to explore in my package is how religion and traditional healing are often seen as complete opposites, but in reality, they coexist in many communities. For instance, some people pray in church and also go to do a traditional healing processes, or they go to a traditional healers. Let's say if umdiagula ne amba ya wige traditional healer. But ke ngoku kule interview yam ne umntwana neminterviewer ne uyi traditional healer phine futhi uyana senkonzweni, and kena uyasho into bana ezinto ezi uyakwazi ukuhlula amaxesha azo, like there is ixesha for each church and there is ixesha for traditional healing processes. Uyazi baqalise cawen ucula ingoma zecawe xa ese traditional healing process akucula ingoma zaphayana. So uyakwazi uzihlukanisa lezo zinto, which is izinto ezikwaziyo ukwehlukana, enye nenye ima kwicala layo, nenye ima kwicala layo. Ayo zinto xa siba zizangqubani, azingqubani, uyakwazi ukwehluka into yobana ngoku lixesha lam nokuba ndibe traditional healer, ngoku ndishumayela ilizwe likaGod. So le complex package yam ibonisa into yokubana khona umehluko phakathi kwe-religion and traditional healing process, and lo mehluko lobo awenzi into yokubana nezinto ezi mazingahambelani, ziyahambelana qha umuntu ufaneka ahloniphe ixesha lenye nexesha lenye into.
Okay, siyabonga. Nibanathi, any views?
E-complex A complex package, it was very insightful. I think there's still a lot we need to know about the spiritual world, especially with African context. And also, I think we can draw back to the Testament of Indala. Because the Testament of Indala makes sure that ezinto zimbini siyaziyakwazi ukudibana, can coexist in one space. Kwafika ku Testament of Enja, and then iweske kwezinkonzo zethu thina zosindiso. Usually, the followisha the Testament of Enja le ithi you can't worship two gods, you can only worship one. But each to their own, yabon. If we now believe that izinto can coexist in one space, that's okay. And actually, nam I see nothing wrong alondo leyo. Ebon, masizame ezinto zimbini zingazenzi ndobana zibe nongquzulwano. Uyayibon? So that nathi as a society sikwazi uprogress, sikwazi uhlala in harmony nabanye abantu.
Yo, and I think kusazoba nzima because la emindenini siyabona ukuthi ziyaclasha lezinto and ziyaxabanisa. So I think kuyoba yiprocess ende ukuthi educate nabantu abadala who are like bacolonizewa ngisho we mustn't forget and they were made to believe ukuthi Christianity is the only way. So we must first decolonize their minds qala to make them understand. But then I think we are getting there slowly but surely. How do you each personally see the tension between irreligion and traditional healing in their communities? Do you think it's mostly about myths and information or about power and control?
For me, it's both, ne? Because there is definitely a lot of misinformation. People think that healers use dark forces or that traditional healing is unholy, but there is also power involved. Religious institutions have always wanted to be the only voice of a spiritual authority, so they sometimes look down on anything outside of that.
So now I think on Gwelam Isaidi, misinformation. As you said that we have been colonized a lot, Africa colonially with their own religion, Yogbana, this is the right way, this is the correct path to follow. So I think but slowly but surely people are waking up, especially since COVID-19 lanes like 2020. And if ubonile after 2020, after COVID-19, after basically quarantine for a very long time, kwaphuma i-traditional healers ezininzi sabona ingathi abantu bayathwasa kude kuthiwa naselokishini heyi kuthwasa wonke umntu ngoku. So I feel like the black community is slowly waking up and bayarealize that no man, we need to go back to i-roots zethu because le yobana idemonize i-belief system yethu kwesenzo sicinga into yobana irongo itenten itenten. Ewe, I do agree that there are some people who are in the spiritual world who use i-dark forces. Then that's where ke kuezimithi zobana siyathakatha singamagqorha zisuka apho. But there are actually real, genuine traditional healers ezi specialize ekuhealing the black community using calling yayo ne power zayo bazinikweyo ngabaphantsi. So siyavuka mani kancinci kancinci kancinci, siyabuyela back to i-roots zethu. And I love that.
And I don't think ukubuyela to i-roots zethu is a bad thing because it doesn't mean we're killing Christianity. So yeah,
kwi community yami iye yenzeka ibishop yami iye yaqeshisa bekuyi Christianity then he message traditional healing. So wa focusa kakhulu kwi Christianity then traditional healing wangabe sayina then izahamba izinto eziningi ezimbi zenzeka bembonisa ukuthi makenzeni then yena bangaba nendaba igcineni he passed away. So I think kumele uibalansise if unikwe zo two kumele uzenze zonke.
So do you think if uge wa entertainer or uge wa lalela mhlambe ungqondo or mhlambe sikhuluma indaba e different ngegoku
ukube uyilalelile beyizoqhubeka ihambe kahle because before ubekade walandela ama rules angala then nangala. So uyilahle ngokuthi afokusela kwi Christianity.
Okay, so from your perspectives, ma'am, how have you seen religious institutions like churches, mosques, or temples influence the way people view traditional healers?
So, in my community, some churches preach against traditional healers and even tell people not to associate themselves with them. Londoleo, it built a lot of fears. But I've seen a few churches where a pastor and healers abasebenza together. Like on the community projects, London layer, Ibonisa understanding, which is traditional healing and churches.
Kwe community ya mngie ngabona ama pastors, ma church, be wangabela ma traditional healers, uti bekine imi ama ceremony nisu wabu. Like bebetika nje, and isi ndaba zainza yaba wa attend ama ceremony, ama traditional healers, ama pastors, koza wapilivu yeliku ubon.
So as the religious institutions zethu like inkonzo indoni, they have a lot of power and influence over a community zethu.
True.
Indo umfundisi ayithethayo can change a lot of people's perspectives on mindsets. Lento ke ndithanda le yam le, not to be biased or anything, but kule yam umfundisi wam udla ngokuthi into yobana xa njengoba nilapha kule nkonzo nizi-Christians nibhiliva kuThixo, but do not demonize i-belief systems zabanye abantu. UThixo eBhayibhileni akathanga into yobana sendithi uba uzijongele phantsi ezinye izinto. Do acknowledge i-ancestors zakho, but don't worship them. Only worship uThixo. So if mhlawumbi a lot of i-pastors zethu kwezi religious institutions nazo zingana la mindset injeya, I feel like singane nkqubela phambili as the black community. Because wena as upastor, you are the anointed one. Nguwe obekiwe ba mawuthi deliver the word of God apha ebantwini. So into oyithethayo iyayijika indlela abantu abacinga ngayo. So if nabo bangana la mindset yobana, okay, let me educate my people, ne, ndibaxelele that you are doing the right thing by following this religion. But also do acknowledge nezinye. You don't have to worship them, but respect and acknowledge. So that nathi as abantu basekuhlaleni manje, ungamane uxabana nomakhelwane wakho, umakhelwane wakhe mhlambi fike ezinye traditional healers ngoku bayacula, and then wena uyafona amapolisa ba yo benza chaos, benza ingxolo, and you are not disrupted by i-chaos abayenzayo kwala ngxolo bayenzayo, but you are disrupted by the fact that wena uyi-Christian. So lanto yenzeka phayana iyakudika, iyakuanoya. That's why you phone la amapolisa. So masizameni man uphilisana kamnandi singabantu, uyayibona?
I understand. And the one thing, my Christian are very strict. They are rigid. Because ekaya, there are family members who practice both. And not necessarily traditional healing, but culture, tradition. Yabo. So, for instance, my grandmother is umdebele. And we ask umdebele, the young girls and the young boys, they go to initiation. Even that, I'm a Christian, they are not supposed to attend. Ukokwam wahlala stel kwakhe. She did not attend, even though begumtana kaputwake. So Christianity really influences, hey?
No, it does. Ndixelele yazi le lento ngixelela ngayo, it reminds me of into eyakhe yenzeka phayana ekhaya. Nasekhaya kwakho umgidi, most obviously xa kwezi nkonzo zosindiswa, especially as they follow Isha the New Testament, you're not supposed to attend imigidi, imicimbi, indoni, even if there's a ritual okanye ceremony going, you can't. And then my mother was like, you know what, ne? I still believe in God, but I will still attend the ceremony ekhaya. But the thing is, I won't eat okakutya, because okakutya ukutya okuthethelweyo. So mna as a Christian, I can't eat ukutya okuthethelweyo for izinyanya. But what I will do, I will clean, I will cook, ndincedise for izinto ezifunekayo, because ndi family member yalapha. Ndingowalapha. So I have to participate into zalapha, but I'm not worshipping the whole activity that's happening here. So nyani abafundisi bethu bane influence over uhlobo thina esi acta ngalo nesi behavior ngalo. And ngoku ezi zinto ezinjengezibangela into yobana ifamily ingavani. Because now uboy lo xa ibuya from initiation school uzoba na some sort of resentment towards umakhulu ba yo wena uthanda uThixo more than himna. Don't kanti it's not supposed to be like that. At least ungumntu, you should know how to compromise, yabona? Uyazi ndobana okay, ndingulomntu ndibelieve kulento, but nefele myam ndiyayithanda, so ndifuna nayo ifile accommodated ngam, yabona? So that sihlalisane kakuhle siyifamily.
Yo. So some people, abanye abantu, they argue that these religious teachings, ne, can reinforce mistrust of traditional healers or maintain stereotypes. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. So if ukhule ungumntu over into kubana i-traditional healing is as evil or sinful, like lonto uba hard ukubana uyibone different later, because uzoqhubeka uyibona ngalendlela ukhulise uyixela ngayo. So abantu ba ezo ideas bakhula nazo, umuntu ukhula okusiva into bana hayi abantu ba traditional healers benza izinto as evil. So it's only through education and the exposure that abantu baqala ukuchange i-views zabo.
Okay, Bapulipuli, as you can hear, the tension of religion isn't just theory. It affects real people's perceptions and decisions every day. You're still listening to our very wonderful podcast. I'm still sitting with my colleagues. For our second complex package, we'll play the one produced by Uyibanax.
Traditional healing is one of the core branches in South African's heritage. It has a significant role in black culture and language. Usikelela shares his experience as a university student and as a healer on how he reconciles his spiritual life with religious teachings he encountered at school.
So, I grew up in a household whereby traditional teachings were the religious teachings were the. So in a way, these things, both of them, the two aspects, were introduced to me in a way that, okay, but in today's world, or it is conflicted.
Different ideologies and religions tend to clash, and that causes conflict amongst a group of people, more especially if those people are friends and they have different belief systems. Sikelela expands on the pressure that comes from your peers with having to choose between traditional healing and religion.
It happened like recently with a friend. So, I love debating about those things so that I can bring people to the limelight of, okay, you believe in what you believe in, and it works for you. I believe in what I believe,
in,
and it works for me.
That was another powerful package that was conducted by Uyibanati. So, Uyibanati, how do you think communities can bridge the gap between religion and traditional healing? Do you see examples of collaboration rather than tension?
I think the only way we can bridge like communication between traditional healers nabantu abakwe religion, yabona? Iqala kancinci lento. Iqala endlini if endlini abantu mhlambi they have a different belief systems, ne? And then ni educator ni kwapha endlini into obana jonga ubeliever kulento mna ndibeliever kulento, but there's nothing wrong into obana sibe nento ezimbini apha endlini. So into ebalulekileyo into yobana sirespectane. If kukho into mhlawumbi seromona apha endlini, mna as a Christian I will help you to cook, to clean, to ntoni, but I won't worship laa nto uyenzayo. I will participate in the overall cleaning and whatever. Nawe nam xa ndinento mhlawumbi wena as umntu obeliever kwi-traditional healers, now you'll assist me whenever you can, but that doesn't mean that ulandela le nto. So funeka iqale apha endlini le nto, then inyuke. That's how we can bridge the gap between the two.
All right. Blessing.
Oh, and also communities can bridge the gap by encouraging open talks and understanding between religious leaders and traditional healers. If people take time to learn from each other instead of judging, it can build respect. And also in some areas, churches and healers already work together to support families during illnesses or loss. And also like I said, these examples, small examples, show that collaboration is possible when there's respect and shared goals.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and those who do not identify, we've seen throughout today's show that religion and traditional healing can sometimes complement each other, but often clash due to misunderstandings, historical factors, and power dynamics. Thank you for tuning in today's episode. We appreciate your time and support. Today, we explored the tensions between religion and traditional healing with all of our colleagues, uBlessing, uYibanathi, uAphilile, noThobeka, who helped me carry the conversation. Stay curious and informed and keep questioning the world around you. My name is Kamogelo Mathebula and this has been the Beyond the Myths podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.